much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, heads out of your butts. Let's go. Come on, man. This game is about commitment and focus.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
See, this is what concerns me, Nick. You're a punctual guy. You know the importance of being here right at 6 a.m., which is what leads me to think that there must be something wrong with the internal clock on our security system.
May have been a minute late.
Well, no, but according to this, you were 2 minutes late. So either you're a liar, or this system is off by a full minute. And if that's the case, then I'm going to have to fire Thomas, our longtime security coordinator.
May have been 2 minutes late.
Oh, well, then you were lying.
And now...
Oh, yeah, we got to trim some of the fat around here.
Trim the... What do you mean by trim the fat?
I want you to fire the fat people.
What?
They're lazy and they're slow and they make me sad to look at.
Our feature presentation.
Sorry, Muggs. Sorry, Muggs.
Make me sad to look at.
New policy. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday. It is the 24th of October.
Is it weird that we've already had our Halloween party?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, it is. It
feels weird. Like, I feel like right now is when we should be thinking about costumes.
Yeah.
Costumes. Schmostumes.
I still have another one on November 2nd, and that's weird because that's the Saturday after.
Hmm. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. Well, welcome on into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, kids. It is a Thursday morning. We do have a terrific show planned for you. Yesterday, we were having a conversation on the air, and we found out that Ralph hates all animals. Remember? We talked about that.
Yes, I do remember that.
Ralph wants all animals dead.
Very
so clearly. He's going to love this story so much. This is one of the most bizarre charity auctions I've ever seen in my life. You know how a lot of times that's how they raise money is they right. give you the opportunity to buy something or own something or do something, and rich people swoop in and they go, yeah, I'll pay $500,000 for a chance to, I don't know, sit next to Jay-Z at a fashion show, whatever it is. It's something crazy, right? Well, here's a charity, the Dallas Safari Club. One of the things that they are very much into is animal conservation. They're mm-hmm. trying to save animals in the wild. In particular, attention for them is the black rhino, of which there are only 5,000 left in the wild in the whole world. 5,055, to be exact. That's how many are left of the black rhino, okay? One of the things that they are auctioning off and hope to get $750,000 for is a chance to travel to Africa, shoot, and kill a black rhino.
What? Wait, this is a preservation group?
Yes. This is not a joke, by the way. This is a legitimate news story. The Dallas Safari Club is auctioning off the chance to travel to Africa and shoot a black rhino. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but the executive director says that he expects it to fetch up to $750,000, every dime of which will go to the Conservation Trust Fund for the Namibia black rhinos. The good the money will do for the trust fund's efforts, which includes everything from population surveys to health checkups to posting guards to ward off poachers, far outweighs the damage. Now, it does kind of seem counterintuitive if there are 5,055 left that you would kill one, but they say the money they get from allowing one to be killed can be used to save far more rhinos.
But it's also counterintuitive because they're trying to prevent poachers from killing them. So it's okay if you pay enough.
Maybe they're saying,
but if you're just a poor poacher, no.
Right. Maybe they're saying it's worth killing one so that a poacher doesn't get in there and kill 10. Maybe that's what they're trying to. Maybe that's the message here. It's very serious. You know, there's a high mortality rate among black rhinos. They have they've just announced, the Kenya Wildlife Society has just announced they're getting ready to fit all of the rhinos in the country with microchips so that they can trace them all the time, because people kill them for the horns, because there's all sorts of superstitions about, you know, they're good for sexual potency and things like that. But is that one of the craziest auctions you've ever heard from a group like that?
It just almost can't be true.
It seems weird. And the other thing is anyone who would go to a fundraiser for an organization like this, that would be the last thing in the world they would ever want to do, right?
Yes.
Unless they're trying to play psychological games where the person goes, I'll buy it, but I'm not going to shoot it.
Maybe that might be.
Because maybe I'm supporting the group or whatever.
Right. Somebody with tons of money just makes the writes the check and then doesn't go to kill the rhino. So
I mean, if you do this because you love them, it seems like it would be heartbreaking.
Yes. Yes.
All right, everybody that paid a lot to be here, who wants to kill a rhino? It just seems like a really tough game.
You save a lot of dogs, but you get to beat this one to death.
Right.
Right.
What the hell?
We're all behind
it's weird. It's a that's a weird auction right there, kids. Mm. So please
can
enjoy.
I bid on it?
No, you can't bid on it.
Black Rhino was the nickname for my penis, by the way. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amici Show, shall we?
Well, you know the old expression, nope.
Dr. Drew's on the program today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Talk to him every Thursday about whatever's going on in the news. We have a brand new internet roundup for you. We have a brand new feature for you called Kanye or Freddie Mercury.
I like that.
We have Halloween costume fails.
Oh, that's great.
So you put a lot of time and effort into it. Something went terribly south.
Yeah.
We have kamikaze tickets for you today. We have a new way for you to try and win those tickets as we have been failing all week long.
So we have a way for them to actually win the tickets?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, the old way has not been working out.
We'll give it a good try. We're trying to give away these tickets, but well, I think today will give some away. And we have Perry Farrell in the studio today. Talking about where you can see Jane's Addiction locally.
Awesome.
So that's pretty cool. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
He does a feature on his podcast called What Can't Adam Complain About? So I guess we'll find out what he's upset about this morning coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show as we catch up with Adam Carolla here on K-Rock. First, though, Adam's old roommate, Ralph Garman, is here for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday morning. Hi, Ralph.
Big movie news yesterday. Hollywood Reporter reporting that Tom Hardy, who played, of course, Bane in The Dark Knight Rises, will star as Elton John in the biopic about Elton John's life, Rocket Man.
Hmm. The guy that played Bane will be Elton John.
Tom Hardy was also in Inception. You probably know him if you saw him, even without the mask. But Elton reportedly loves this choice, gave his full approval to producers for the film.
Is he going to sing?
No, Elton will be re-recording many of his hits for the project, and then Tom Hardy will be lip-syncing. Should be awesome.
Huh. What's your level of interest in an Elton John biopic?
Fascinating career, fascinating life. Mm-hmm. Guy's got a lot going on.
I think if it's handled well, it would be fascinating.
You have my permission to die. Like a candle in the wind.
It'd be awesome to see Bane as Elton John. More movie casting news. Jamie Dornan, the Irish actor, has been cast as Christian Grey in the upcoming 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Now, where do we know Charlie him from? Hunnam.
Jamie Dornan. Good-looking young actor. I'm trying to think what you would know him from. I don't know. Google him. Live your life. I got nothing for you. But of course, for an unknown, relatively unknown actor, at least here in the States, it's a big, big career move for him. I just hope the movie works out well.
Yes.
Otherwise, he might go back to Ireland.
Yeah. Is that code?
No. That's where he might have to go.
He apparently is a star on Once Upon a Time.
There we go. I knew it was one of those fantasy shows. I was trying to think which one it was. Good-looking kid. The girls love him. Good choice.
All right.
Forbes magazine, which, as you know, exists only to release lists of how much money people are making,
yes,
has released their top-earning dead celebrity list.
Yay!
Top-earning dead celebrities.
Yes, these are celebrities, musicians, actors, creators, authors, who have passed on, and yet their estates still generate hundreds of millions of dollars. Here is your top 10 list. I was surprised by this. There's a tie at number 10. I assumed Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel, would be in the list because his books sell perennially. It's just, there's always a new generation of kids who are reading Dr. Seuss books.
Right.
He made $9 million over the past year. However, he's tied with Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen?
I don't see a lot of Steve McQueen merch out there.
That's weird.
I think there's a few high-profile products that use McQueen as the centerpiece of their advertising campaigns, and that's what raised his estate's value to $9 million.
This is just for 2012?
Yeah, just over the past year.
Wow.
Betty Page and Albert Einstein tied at the next place, at the eighth place, with $10 million apiece. Betty Page, the legendary 50s pinup girl, and Einstein, of course, Kevin's hero. John Lennon made $12 million over the past year. He's number 7. Marilyn Monroe, $15 million. I would have guessed she would be higher on that list. You see her everywhere. Bob Marley, $18 million at number 5. Elizabeth Taylor, $25 million over the past year.
Wow, because of fragrance?
Yeah, her fragrance line is still selling well. The never-funny Charles Schulz, creator of the Peanuts cartoon strip.
How dare you.
Third on the list with $37 million.
Wow. Wow.
Of course, he's got that big deal with Knott's Berry Farm. You know, the characters there are sort the face of that theme park. And there's a lot of merch and greeting cards and
TV specials
and stuff. So, still goes on. Elvis Presley, as you can expect, was number 2 with $55 million that he made over the past year. And number 1, Michael Jackson. $160 million is what Michael made.
3 times second place?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what he made over the past year.
Now, what do you think that's from? Is it still, he's still selling a lot of records as part of it? But what else?
Well, the movie. No, that wasn't last year, was it?
The Michael Jackson Child Care Centers. That franchise is still making a ton of money. Still bringing in big cash. Speaking of dead people who make a lot of money, the Beatles combined, the live ones and the dead ones, made $71 million in the past year. As we mentioned, Lennon made 12. Harrison and Ringo made 6 each. $6 million each. How much Ringo feel that he's tied with another dead Beatle for how much money he made over the past year? You can't keep up with that. George has no overhead whatsoever.
That's true.
And Ringo's just pulling in $6 million. But the big moneymaker for the Beatles was Sir Paul McCartney, who was... over the past year, has pulled in $47 million.
Wow.
Not a bad year's work.
But he still tours a lot, right?
Still touring. He's got a brand new album out called New. He's got a new video coming out this week. It's an upcoming music video, which is just star-studded. I guess if you're... one thing about being Paul McCartney, if you're a Beatle, you can just say, hey, would you like to be in my video? And then whoever you call says, yes, you're a Beatle, and I get to hang out with you.
No matter what they think of him or whatever, you say yes.
It was filmed at the Abbey Road Studios, where the Beatles famously recorded a lot of their music. And he calls out to people like Kate Moss, Sean Penn, Chris Pine, Tracy Ullman, Meryl Streep, Johnny Depp. And they all jumped at the chance to be in the video for his new song, Queenie Pie.
I'm sorry?
Queenie Pie is the name of the song, Kevin. It's a fascinating song, you know, from the creator of The Man Who Gave You Yesterday and Let It Be and many other classic songs. It's based on a child's game he used to play in Liverpool where you'd throw a ball over your shoulder and whoever caught it had to hide it, and then you had to figure out who had the ball. Okay. And then you would say, Queenie Pie, who's got the ball? And they would say, I haven't got it. It isn't in my pocket. O-U-T spells out.
And so what Paul, are you talking about?
And so Paul said, well, that would be good lyrics for a song. And he was wrong. Here's a little taste of the new song, Queenie Pie. Yeah, Queenie Eye, I guess it's not Queenie Pie, it's Queenie Eye.
Who's got the ball? I don't have the ball.
Play it again. Can you play it one
more
time?
What the hell is going on here? Queenie Eye, Queenie Eye, who's got the ball? I haven't got it, it isn't in my pocket. Oh, the cheese fell out, that's out. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
He did that for reals?
That's his next single.
What is happening?
That's only acceptable lyrics if you're swinging a jump rope. And you're a young black girl in a schoolyard.
8 or younger.
And you're double dutching. But other than that, you shouldn't be singing that. God's sakes.
It's no got to get you into my life.
No, it's not.
He does nothing but children's music
now. Even open up the door and let him in. It's not even that bad. Or that good. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Shanae Grimes is 24 years old today. Rapper Drake is 27. Oh, I want him to murder my vagina.
You do.
Drake, oh, he's dreamy.
Who doesn't?
He's dreamy. Actress Casey Wilson, very talented and funny lady, is 33 years old. Monica is 33. B.D. Wong is 53 years old today. And actor Kevin Kline, soon to be seen in the hilarious Las Vegas, along with his buddies Morgan Freeman and Robert De Niro and Michael Douglas.
Bean already bought tickets for that.
You couldn't keep me away from it.
Yeah. That's the movie that'll drive all of those guys out of acting.
Yeah, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We are giving away tickets to go see Blink 182. Two chances to see them. Once at the Palladium on November 6th or 7th, and then also right here at K-Rock in the Red Bull Sound Space. We've got them for you a couple times this morning and all day long on K-Rock. Justin Valentine from Huntington Beach just won his. Yours are on the way here on K-Rock.
talk about Harrison Ford, who is now 71 years old.
Yeah, he's got that that new Ender's Game movie, which a lot of the sci-fi freaks are excited about. It's a movie that has been many, many, many years in the making. That's coming out November 1st. We saw him yesterday in that new trailer for Anchorman. He looks hilarious in that.
He does.
But he's been doing some press lately and talking about how he has now, at his age, 71, you say, Kevin?
Yep.
Has backed away from leading man roles. He says he's going more into the supporting and character roles now.
That makes sense.
He's fine with it. He says he's done that. You know, he did it in Star Wars, for God's sakes, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and 75 other movies.
You don't want to learn 100 pages worth of dialogue anymore.
Who's got that kind of effort?
and by the way, they probably pay a guy like Harrison Ford just to have him in the movie. They probably pay him $5 million. Just to come in and work for 2 weeks and be in a few scenes.
Yep.
The Ender's Game, it looks like he's a military leader that trains a, I don't know, a four-year-old to fight. This movie's about.
Well, we always love catching up with Mr. Ford, and I believe producer Dave lined him up for us right now. And the great Harrison Ford joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Harrison.
Hey, how you doing,
guy? Oh, we're fine. Congratulations on Ender's Game. I'm seeing some good things about this film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this game, you're going to, you know, work on the young people.
I apologize, Harrison. It might be me. I can't make out what you're saying.
Standard in this game is the film when you're great when you're in the world of the young people.
Are you getting this, Kevin?
But and, all in the same as in the room.
I heard Ender's Game. I heard young people.
And in the room.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you could just if you could speak up a little bit. We wanted to ask you about this quote in the interview that you did recently where you talked about how you were out of the leading man business. Could you expand on that for us, please?
Whatever you do, a certain amount of work, a certain couple of years, and then...
I don't...
I heard a whip.
Lisa, are you translating? Are you making out what Mr. Ford is saying?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Would you? Could you shout?
I have done.
Last be a long interview.
Of
could you speak faster?
Movies.
You've done a lot of movies.
You have done a lot of movies. That's true.
And when you have
certain amount of roles,
I
didn't understand any of that.
Why the whip, Harrison?
I ghost tried the whip.
Oh, Chewie's there.
Yeah, we're, you know, catching up at all times.
Does Chewie understand what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, he does.
He we're working together for a long time.
Been working together for a long time.
I'm sorry. I can't.
He's going to try the hairballs.
I heard giant hairballs.
Hairballs, too,
okay.
Yeah.
That sounds right. That sounds right for a Wookiee.
Yeah, we've been, you know, with a little serial limb, you're going at all, but now,
Okay, we're going to let you get back to whatever it is you're doing, Harrison. Nothing's coming on this
end. Don't interrupt. Yeah,
sorry.
You know, we've been doing manscaping.
All right, we're going to let you get back to the manscaping here,
okay,
Harrison, because we have a contest to do here to give away some tickets.
Get the razor, Chewy.
Oh, no.
All right, great Harrison Ford right there on K-Rock. This contest, by the way, comic book geeks have just been going crazy. The ones who haven't gotten through on the phone claim that they know all the answers that Ralph has been asking questions of this week, but the people who are on the air don't seem to know any of them. So we have not been giving away as many tickets as we'd like for this event that's coming up called Stan Lee's Kamikaze, November 1st through the 3rd at the LA Convention Center. So what we thought we'd do is give you a chance to stump Ralph. You ask him the comic book trivia questions. Then if you're able to stump him, them, then you get the tickets. How's that sound?
Now, people are already calling, but I imagine they're calling just because you mentioned kamikaze. You need to come up with your own question, is what Bean just said. So make sure that you have a question to ask Ralph about science fiction and heroes. Okay. Superheroes, right? Anything having to do with superheroes.
That's right. Superheroes in the comic books. That's what we're looking for. If you're as big a comic book geek as Ralph, or maybe even bigger, and you want to go to Stan Lee's Kamikaze, pick up the phone and call right now. 1-800-520-1067. Your chance to stump Ralph is coming up next. Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction joins us later on this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show. By the way, quite a week having Blink-182 in here earlier this week and AFI and now Perry. A lot of fun. Good times here at K-Rock. Also good times coming up at the L.A. Convention Center, November 1st through the 3rd, is Stan Lee's Kamikaze.
Yeah!
Stan Lee, of course, is the... I mean, he's the greatest comic book figure in history, right, Ralph?
I would have to say yes. In terms of accomplishment, no one has accomplished more than Stan Lee has.
Yeah, he's insane. Yeah. Lots of celebrities making appearances, including...
insult the guy, call him insane. I just think he's really, really talented, that's all.
Stan Lee himself will be there. Elvira, Bruce Campbell, Weird Al, LeVar Burton, so many more. We're looking for comic book geeks, Ralph, to call and try to win tickets their way into this, because you have not been really giving them out too much.
How dare you?
Ralph's been asking questions that are ungettable.
I've been asking reasonable questions. You want to hear some unreasonable questions?
Yeah.
I'm sure we open the phone lines. Wait till these guys start to hit me with minutiae. Then you'll see what an unreasonable question is.
All right, so this is, we're turning the tables now. You ask the question, and Ralph has to answer it. If you stump him, you'll win tickets. All right, let's do it.
Stump Ralph, stump Ralph, stump Ralph, stump Ralph, stump Ralph, stump Ralph, stump. Stump Ralph. Can you stump Ralph? Can you stump Ralph? Let's find out right now.
Let's begin with Luis. Hello, Luis.
Luis.
Louis.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin? Bean?
Good.
Ralph?
What's up, Luis?
Stump Ralph.
What do you got?
All right, this is a question I got for you.
All right.
What insect helps sustain life on Abensur's home planet?
Oh, I remember this, because Abensur says this is why he respects all life. He doesn't even kill insects, because there's an insect on his planet that keeps them alive, right?
Who is Abensur, Ralph?
Abensur, Bean, was the Green Lantern who died and passed his power ring on to Hal Jordan.
Duh.
That's right.
The insect, oh boy, it's a long time ago since I read this. Mosquito.
Nope.
What is it?
It is the soul beetle.
The soul beetle.
The soul
How about
beetle.
That? Yeah, I did not know. Did not remember the
that
soul
is minutia,
beetle.
Though.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Thank you.
It's not possible.
Thank you.
The fact you're that you tickets,
even,
Luis.
The fact that you were even in the world of Wright was
you
amazing.
Were your soul beetle. I remember the storyline. I did not remember the specific bug.
All right, let's go to Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Now, Jerome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Stump Ralph for Kamikaze tickets.
All right, my question is: how did Professor X get paralyzed?
Oh.
Professor X get paralyzed.
Magneto. What, didn't he send a spear through his back or something?
It was actually a bullet.
A bullet?
Yeah.
So Magneto shot him?
Yeah, he's his force to...
Jesse sounds shaky, you guys.
Shaky as hell.
Yeah, I thought you do have to know the correct metal, answer before
metal,
you call.
He sends a metal projectile through his spine or something. Wasn't it Magneto?
Yeah. It was actually the bullet, yeah. He just hit him in the back of the spine and got him paralyzed.
I don't know. I'm not buying it from
I'm not
Jesse.
Either because a he bullet is not a answer. Metal projectile.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember the specifics. He may be right. I don't know. I don't.
All right, we'll give
know.
It to him anyway.
We'll give it to him anyway. Yeah.
Just because. Right. But folks, know the answer before you call and be sure of it.
I
and
it was
sell
a spear,
it.
But I could be wrong. What do I know? All right.
I believe Ralph. By the way,
I would believe you as well.
No, I'm shaky. I'm not positive. I would tell you if I was positive.
All right. Let's go to Dimitres. Hi.
Yo, hey, who was Deadpool hired by to take out Cable?
Who was Deadpool hired by to take out Cable? I'm just going to guess here. Kingpin.
Nope.
Who was it?
Black Tom Cassidy.
Okay. I don't understand any of the words that are being spoken
None
right
of the
now.
Words that are being
coming out of your mouth.
Or Cable.
I'm not well versed in the Marvel Universe.
These are 5,000 times harder than even yours were.
Yes, much, much more so.
However, we've given away 3 pairs, which is great because we need to give away these tickets. Let's try Eddie next. He's up on line 4.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, good morning, party people.
Stump Ralph.
What do you got?
Quick question. It's we just did a Deadpool question, but can you name the first appearance of Deadpool? What issue?
What issue?
What comic book issue? Right. That's nonsense.
Take the ticket.
No, that's nonsense.
Just take,
really?
That's not even a question. That's minutia.
I got no idea. I got no idea.
Come on now. You could ask what color shoes somebody's wearing.
I was asking secret identity.
I know
Ted
you
Kord
were.
Is who? Oh, Blue Beetle. That's hard now? What issue did Deadpool show up in?
Not a, I agree with you, Ralph. Not a question.
Ah, you don't agree with. Don't agree with me.
I agree with you. That is considered minutia. That is not trivia. You are not getting tickets. Let's go to Ray. He's up next. He's on line five.
Hola, Kevin. Hola, Bing.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola, Raycito.
My question to you, Ralph, is who was the writer of the first Superman comic book?
The writer of the first Superman comic book? Well, it would have to be Jerry Siegel, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Schuster and Siegel, the guys who created Superman.
Of course. Yeah. You don't have to tell us.
Thank you, Ray.
Let's try Trey. Trey's on line seven. Or you can go to any of the women on the line, Kevin. It's completely up to you.
I don't see any of the women want to go to this.
I don't see any of the girls on the line.
This time, that's all.
Hi, Trey.
Trey. Trey, it's Troy.
Oh, hi, Troy.
All right, take it easy.
Hey, okay, right. Mr. Indignant.
Wow. Jeez, one vowel, you go all to pieces.
All right, Trey, ask your question.
Troy!
We're calling you Trey now. What do you got?
All right. Who was the starting lineup or the founding members of the West Coast Avengers in 1984?
Geez. West Coast Avengers.
Ugh. How's that? What's the West Coast Avengers?
Batch. There are different groups of Avengers. You've got like the Great Lakes Avengers. You've got the West Coast Avengers.
Don't.
You've got the main Avengers. Just
it's not a
different
thing.
Spin-off factions of the Avengers.
Wait, so they have their own like Iron Man and Thor and people like that, but they have their versions of them?
Well, the superheroes have got like different. You know, you can't cover the whole country at the same time with the Avengers. So they have like branch offices all over the country.
Okay,
and the West Coast Avengers. Oh, jeez, Hawkeye was one, right?
Yep, he was the one that started it.
Yeah,
actually.
He started it. Hawkeye, I can't remember the lineup. Who are they?
Trey, who were they?
All right, it was Hawkeye, Mockingbird,
right.
Wonder Man, Tigra, and Iron Man. But it was actually Rhodey who was in the suit. Nobody knew at the time.
Oh, right.
Wonder Man,
Tigra. Wonder Man, awesome.
What a stupid Tigra
superhero. Not Tigra.
Oh, Tigra, sorry. Look, I don't know what you guys
are talking about. That was a good one.
Wonder Man.
Troy deserved those.
You win, Troy.
All right. I think that's four, right? We have one more to give away. Let's try Richard. He's on line eight since we're giving away tickets for Stan Lee's Kamikaze. He's got a Stan Lee question for you, Ralph.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning. My question is, what was Stan Lee's very first published comic book?
Very first published comic book.
It's a good question, I think.
Boy, he worked for Timely even before they were Marvel, way, way back in the day. Must have been like a Western or romance novel or something. Rawhide.
Oh, incorrect. It is Captain America issue number 3.
That was his first published comic?
Yeah, he was a text filler and an illustrator.
All right, well done, Richard.
All right,
good
okay.
job.
All right. These are people you're going to be hanging out with at the convention center.
Yes, sir.
Now, is that all fine? Do we give them away?
Yeah, we give them all away.
Fantastic. Thank you for playing. Stop, Ralph. Can you stop, Ralph? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
We're going to be talking about Halloween costume fails coming up right after the top of the hour.
Oh, we'll make some time for that, too.
Oh, that song's a fail. You're right about that.
Halloween costumes that caught on fire, or you couldn't get through the front door, or you couldn't see out of, or nobody knew who you were. There's a lot of things that can go bad. We thought this might be a good discussion to have as people are getting their Halloween costumes together for the holiday coming up next week. So that'll be coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
Congratulations to the film Gravity, starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. It just passed the $300 million mark worldwide yesterday. So around this globe of ours, it has made $300 million.
Wow.
It guarantees it a slot in the top 20 top grossing films of the year, and it shows no sign of slowing up. It's still number one at the box office after 3 weeks. So, big hit. Who could have guessed? Who could have guessed that would be a blockbuster?
I mean, it was kind of, on paper, it's kind of a risky movie, even
absolutely.
With the big names attached.
Absolutely.
But then once you started hearing the reviews, you went, wow, there must be something.
Look, but there are lots of well-reviewed movies every year that people don't go to see, but something about this has just captured people's imagination. It's a great film. I don't blame it.
It is great, yeah.
I loved Moon. Who went to see that?
Moon.
Not me.
No one?
Sam Rockwell. I love Sam Rockwell. Speaking of movies, a lot of talk about why there's a big delay on the Entourage movie that was supposed to be made.
They realize it sucks?
Stop it. Mark Wahlberg famously said some people were getting greedy, and that's why it was slowing down the process. Well, The Hollywood Reporter has more details. Turns out Jeremy Piven, who signed on to do the movie a couple months ago, has a deal which would give him a cut of the profits, a back-end deal, as they say, should the movie be a hit. Not uncalled for, not unheard of, in show business for actors.
What's Jeremy Piven?
We don't know.
And certainly, if you're going to make an Entourage movie, Piven is pivotal.
As anyone in this town can tell you, I am a dream weaver.
That's right. The Piv is pivotal.
Correct.
So you can see why they made that deal. Well, the other boys.
And what was his assistant's name? I loved him.
Lloyd!
The other boys, Turtle and Johnny Drama and Cupcake and...
I don't think there was a Cupcake.
Banana Peel and all the other guys, they caught wind of this deal. They don't have participation deals.
Wait, Banana Peel is not getting a percentage of the profits?
Banana Peel not getting a taste. But so now they're all going back and demanding to renegotiate their contracts to get a little more cashish.
So that's what Wahlberg was talking about when he said some people were being greedy.
Yeah, they want a new deal because they don't have the sweet, sweet Piven deal. So they're trying to hammer it out now. Wahlberg's trying to find a way to negotiate with the rest of the cast so they can get the film started by January because they need to take advantage of the California tax credit for movies, which expires at the end of the year. So they need to get everything going before the end of the year. So we'll see whether we get an Entourage movie or not.
Ralph, is there any word on whether E will have some romantic difficulties? Will he have trouble maybe getting back together with Sloane in this particular movie? Is that a plot line they're following?
Stop it. How is this possible? Just released the 2013 list of creepiest celebrities.
Bean?
Not on the list. Bean not on the list. How is that possible?
Well, not a celebrity, but...
But still, they should have made special dispensation to get him on the list.
How dare you? This is creepiest celebrities in real life?
Real life creepiest celebrities. E-Score releases this list every year to coincide, of course, with Halloween, a creepy time of year. These are the creepiest celebrities of 2013.
Okay.
They give a 13, top 13, because, 13's a scary number.
Sure.
Lady Gaga, 13th on the list. Dina Lohan came in at number 12.
It was 11 ahead of her?
Yeah.
Please.
Miley Cyrus, number 11 on the list. She is pretty creepy when she sticks that tongue out and says, creepy. Chris Angel was 10th. Woody Allen was 9th.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi was 8th. Mama June from Honey Boo Boo was 7th on the list. She is effing creepy. Charlie Sheen, 6th creepiest on the list. Andy Dick was number 5. Here's your top 5 creepiest celebrities.
There's 4 ahead of Andy Dick.
Creepy. I'm surprised by this one. Howard Stern, 4th on the list.
What?
People thought he was creepy. He's like Bean. He's like a little sleazy, creepy.
I don't even think he's sleazy. I mean, he's just a teddy bear now, isn't he?
Inappropriate things to women and everything.
Bean could replace any of these.
Easily. Dennis Rodman, 3rd creepiest on the list.
Okay.
Paul Rubens, Pee-wee.
No.
Oh, please. How can Pee-wee be creepy?
Incorrect.
That's leftover residue.
Second That's ridiculous. On the list. And the number one creepiest celebrity in America?
Lloyd!
Bean Baxter is a writer.
All right!
I wrote him in. Yeah.
Excellent.
On this piece of paper. I crossed out Marilyn Manson and wrote down Bean Baxter. Marilyn Manson.
I'm not creepy at all, by
You're
the
way. You're way creepy.
By the way, if you know Marilyn Manson, not really that creepy.
No. But his persona
is. Funny guy.
Is.
Yeah, his persona is.
And this is great news for Green Day fans. Billy Joe Armstrong has a new project. Here's the thing about Billy Joe Armstrong. I was a big Green Day fan. I liked their music. I said, here's a couple of likable fellas banging out some garage band rock and roll.
Right.
Nice guys. And then he moves on and he puts together this American Idiot Broadway show. And then he performs in the Broadway show. And the more he does, the more you realize what a talent this guy is.
Yes. No kidding.
And the more he has to offer. Great new project he's got going on. An album of duets. With Norah Jones, Billy Joe Armstrong and Norah Jones.
A whole album of songs?
Teaming up for an entire album of Everly Brothers songs. Legendary Everly Brothers duo from the 1950s and 60s. Famous for their perfect harmonies and their catchy pop and rock, country rock songwriting abilities.
Mm-hmm.
They have an entire album worth of Everly Brothers tunes called Foreverly. And it'll be out on November the 25th.
What else you got?
They just released the first single from
that album. It's called Long Time Gone. Here's a little taste of new music from Billy Joe Armstrong and Norah Jones.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Here's a little song from Billy Joe Armstrong and Norah Jones.
You cheated me and made me lonely. I tried to be your very own. There'll be a day.
Available November 25th. It's so funny. Omar and I
stopped me from buying that.
Omar and I were in the other room laying down the track, and Omar's like, wow, that's a great track. I said, no, aren't those harmonies amazing? And then simultaneously both said, Kevin's going to hate this.
You know, because it's awesome. How can you hate that? It's awesome.
It sounds terrific.
It sounds amazing.
Kevin?
Those harmonies are ridiculous.
They have good harmony, Ralph.
That song is awesome.
Whatever.
No, that's the old Tex Ritter song.
Yeah, Tex Ritter. He's my favorite.
Well, here's the thing. They're covering an Everly Brothers album that they did that were songs of their youth. So this was a 1950s album the Everly Brothers did of songs from the 30s and 40s, songs their dad had taught them. That's what the Everly Brothers album is that is
not
now being covered by Billy Joe and Norah Jones. So these are way back songs.
Yeah, sounds great. Looking forward to it.
That isn't good for you.
That's outside of my sphere of reference.
That's bullshit.
Why does Dave hate?
What? Why does Dave hate?
That's a good pull,
Dave
Muggs.
Thing.
Dave, get into this conversation.
Muggs is on fire.
This is the problem.
No, you're the problem.
No.
Today's celebrity birthday, Shanae Grimes is 24 years old. Rapper Drake is 27. Casey Wilson turns 33 years old today. Singer Monica is 33 as well. B.D. Wong is 53. And actor Kevin Kline is 66 years
Why
old.
Why does Dave hate?
I'm not familiar that Dave was a hater. I'm confused by this entire segment. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Thanks a lot for tuning in. Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, who, by the way, is just getting ready to get honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next week. What kind of crazy world are we living in? Jane's Addiction, that's our people, right? That's K-Rock.
Yeah, I love that.
Is that America?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they're certainly big enough, sure.
Well, we'll talk to Perry next hour. Also, Dr. Drew joins us. Plus, we have a brand new internet roundup that's all on the way in this Thursday morning edition of the Kevin and Bean Show. We're having an interesting conversation off the air about Halloween costumes, about how difficult it is to put that perfect costume together. One that is not only not only funny or sexy or interesting or whatever it is you're going for, but is also something that you're going to be happy living in for 4 hours.
Right. That's the big question.
That is difficult because sometimes it's so uncomfortable you just want to take it off immediately.
Yeah. Right. It may look awesome to be a fill-in-the-blank, but imagine having to walk around with that giant thing on your head or around your waist or whatever it is. I mean, our Halloween party last week, I think that's why Dave showed up in a T-shirt. He showed up in a tuxedo T-shirt rather than wearing an actual tuxedo to our singles prom because he just wanted to be comfortable for the night. So comfort is definitely a factor here. So we thought it might be funny, and this might be a good warning for people who are putting their costumes together right now for parties over the weekend, to talk about Halloween costume fails. The costume that seemed like it was a good idea, but for any number of a variety of reasons, didn't work out to be that way.
You see the guy in the fox costume that was getting arrested?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
He's bent over, his hands were behind him, and handcuffs.
That's a big fail.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, were when we were talking about this yesterday, you were bringing up, you've given this a lot of thought because you were bringing up a lot of different ways that your costume could fail you. So this might help people know what to call with.
Well, I'll give you my own personal example.
All right.
I was working at a bank when I was in college, and we had a contest, and I made this awesome Tin Man costume.
Okay.
And
Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
From The Wizard of Oz, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember where I got it or what it was exactly, but, I used silver all over my face and every place that was exposed. I put this silver stuff on it.
Right.
And midway through the day, I noticed my eyes were getting, like, weirdly yellow, and I was starting to feel horrible. I won the contest, and then I had to go home sick. I don't think this stuff was supposed to be on, like, every inch of your body,
wow.
And it was making me ill. And I had to just like shower and get everything off. I thought I was going to throw up.
So in the morning, people were like, wow, you look great. And then at noon, they were like, are you feeling all right?
You look good.
That's awesome. You poisoned yourself.
I totally did.
That's great.
So yeah, that's a great point. So you could put something on your skin that makes you sick. We want to hear about that at 1-800-520-1067.
Or you know, you're going to a party and you create this fabulous costume and then you can't get in the car.
Take it to the car.
You can't
drive with it.
Can't get through the door.
Can't get through the door.
Catch on fire. I don't know. Crazy things happen.
What? Yeah, I imagine your Halloween costume could hurt you too.
Yes.
What about the costumes that no one has any idea what you are? You show up at the party and you realize in the first 5 minutes how many times you've had to explain what it's supposed to be. Now you're in for a long night.
Yeah, that's a big mistake.
And that's usually the people who spend a lot of time on it too.
They think it's brilliant.
They really go over the top, and then they think it's brilliant. And they're super like almost angry at you for not getting it.
Yes.
So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Sarah writes in on the Kevin Bean Facebook page, I dressed up as a sexy cop one year and I got pulled over by a real cop who asked me if I was a prostitute and informed me that it was illegal. Now, what does she mean? That it was illegal to, wasn't illegal
to dress as a cop.
To dress as a cop on Halloween. Oh, that's interesting. Wow.
She was a sexy cop, though, I imagine.
Which is clearly a costume.
Right. One of the costumes that I regret that I had was at a Kevin and Bean singles party a few years ago. It was an awesome costume for the night. You guys remember the year that I came as Kanye West?
Yeah, you were the best.
I had the sweater. I had those glasses with
shutter glasses
that he was wearing, and of course the wig and the blackface and everything like that. And it was a fun costume. We all had a great time until about a week after that, we had Kanye West on the show, and I was so proud of my Halloween costume that I told him about it on the air.
Yeah,
and he's like, blackface, that ain't cool.
Right, no way to see that coming.
Upon reflection,
upon reflection, it was a funny costume, and I meant no disrespect. I was just trying to look like the guy who I was being, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you don't want to tell Kanye if you've ever dressed up as him in blackface.
There's also the difference between the night of a party and then saying it at a disconnected time. Like now, hearing you say that makes me cringe. But it was an awesome costume.
Right, exactly. So that's my story. Let's take a D real quick on line two.
What
before
about
we have
Kanye
to take a
West made you think he would like that?
1-800-520-1067. Halloween costume fails. Let this be some advice to other people about what not to do with their own costume. Hi, D. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Oh, it was horrible. I wore a white bodysuit and white leggings and cut the bottom out of a plastic 55-gallon trash can with suspenders, right? I went as white trash.
Mm-hmm.
White trash!
Oh, that's funny.
See? Because you were a trash can. It was all white.
Yeah, and everyone thought I was a condom that had been thrown away.
Oh, no!
I'm like, dude, serious? What kind of condoms are you using?
So more than one person, thought you were a used condom. Fantastic.
And I'm like, seriously, you need a condom this size? Invite me next time.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Dee, thanks for the call. We'll take a break. Come back with your calls next, right after this, on the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's the latest from the Arctic Monkeys. Do I want to know?
You could go as an Arctic Monkey for Halloween. Just wear yourself a monkey suit with a big, like heavy coat or something. Right?
I bet most people would not get that.
I don't. Probably not, no.
And that's part of the problem for Halloween. Costume fails. That's the topic here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Costumes that nobody gets. Costumes you can't do stuff in that are tough to wear. We never even thought about this. Omar writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, I bought a Mr. Incredible suit from the Incredibles Disney movie. I went to a club to get my drink on. It was all fun and games until I had to go to the bathroom. I had to have a friend come in with me to unzip the large zipper located in my back in order to get out of the one-piece jumpsuit I had to wear in order to be able to pee. That is something you have to think about, is how tough is it going to be to pee? How much do I have to take off in order to be able to reach my junk?
Oh, that's funny.
Right?
Yeah, you need to consider that well ahead of time.
Speaking of not considering, let's go to Devorah. She is on line one, and she's up first as we talk about Halloween costume fails. This might be good advice for people to what to avoid when you're planning your own costumes this year.
Hi, Devorah.
Good morning, people I've never met. I love you.
And you as well. What happened on Halloween one year?
Well, like Lisa Mary, dressed up as a Tin Man, and I used boxes, covered in tinfoil.
Right.
And I couldn't lift my arm to drink. I couldn't
shit.
Oh, you had me. You had me. It couldn't lift your arm to drink.
Oh, it was horrible.
That's a
and
fail.
I won the contest, so I like stuck it out for as long as I could, and then I was like, "Oh hell no, I need to drink."
Yeah, yeah. You have to get out of that suit immediately. That's terrible. All right, thank you very much for the call.
Wait, Lisa May. You know who else got that sickness? Was the first Tin Man. Buddy Ebsen, the guy who played
That's right.
And he lost the job.
That's right.
He couldn't wear the stuff.
He got that sickness from all that silver on his skin.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. Thank you.
Wow, two calls for the price of one. Thank you, Devorah.
Welcome to our new feature, Devorah Tells Stories from 1939. All right, let's go to Chris on line 7. He's got a great story about no one knew what the hell he was.
Love that. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You dressed up as what for Halloween?
I dressed up like a sperm.
A sperm? Ew. All right.
And no one could tell?
No one could tell. I had on pretty much white jumpsuit, white beanie, pretty much white head to toe, and everyone, and even on my chest it said Fallopian Swim Team.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's funny.
That's kind of a giveaway.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone kept on thinking I was a bowling pin.
A bowling pin.
Just go with it, Chris.
Yes, I'm a bowling pin then.
That's a little disappointing. All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Travis. He's got the same problem on line 5. Great costume, but only if somebody knows who you are. Hey, Travis.
Hi. So my wife and I both grew up watching Bob Ross on PBS 30 years ago, The Painter.
Oh,
who's
I
Bob
know
Ross?
What you mean.
Oh, the guy, the Duck Dynasty looking guy?
Yeah. So I went with that costume last year, and everyone's asking me, who are you? Who are you? I'm like, I'm Bob Ross. And then I had to spend 5 minutes explaining who Bob Ross was.
Yeah.
You know, from PBS, the painter guy.
And by the way, you know, at the beginning of that explanation that it's not going to go well.
Right.
No matter how long this takes, they're not going to appreciate who it is.
Because if they don't get it by looking at you, then they might have like a faint, oh, yeah, I guess I saw that guy one time, and it's just not going to have the impact you want. Thank you, Travis.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross.
Hi, Bob.
And I'd like to welcome you. First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes.
Do you guys remember how awesome he was as a painter, though?
Kind of.
Not really.
He would just basically like throw a little bit of paint at the canvas and all of a sudden it would just look amazing. I always thought he was the best painter in the world. I have no idea how he was able to do that.
Tangent alert.
Listen to this from Rich, by the way. And this is the very definition of Halloween costume fail. Poor Rich. 6 years old, 1984. I wanted to be Mr. T. So my mother, bless her heart, put a legging on my head and hot glued a strip of hair into the shape of a mohawk onto my head.
Oh.
Great costume, right? Well, lots of tears taking it off that night and a period of partial baldness for a poor little 6-year-old.
Awesome. I got a tweet from Reverend Roy Dizzle. And he said he went as a Mexican wrestler, tight pants, no shirt, and a mask, got pneumonia, almost died.
Oh, my God.
So we would say maybe avoid some of these costumes if you're planning for next week, all right? About 20 minutes or so away from the return of our friend Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction. Lots to talk about, including the upcoming gig, along with Portugal the Man at the Sandman Well. That's going to be super fun. And also Dr. Drew next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show as well.
All right, let's try a new game, shall we?
Okay.
I'm going to read a statement that somebody has made, and you have to guess who it is. You have two choices. One is Kanye West, who, of course, thinks he's the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the other is the late Freddie Mercury, who, of course, thought he was the Lord.
I didn't know he did.
Really? Was Freddie famous for those kinds of I am a God comments?
Well, you're going to have to choose between the two, and I think you'll be surprised.
I did not know that. Okay.
Which ones they come up with. So Kanye West, and if you get it right, you'll hear this.
You get it right? Hurry up with my damn croissants.
That's Kanye.
Okay.
And then if you get the other one is Freddie Mercury.
I'm just a musical prostitute, my dear.
There you go. All right. So you have to choose between the two.
All right. So Ralph is here. Lisa, me, Kevin. You're going to read the questions. We're all going to take our guesses, see who wins the game. And this one I assume is called Kanye or Freddie.
Really crazy boys making big noise, saying all these things. Got a case of the mad crazy. You got insane on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking crazy all over the place.
We're playing
Freddy or Kanye.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Freddy or Kanye.
I'm just a musical prostitute, my dear.
Freddy or Kanye.
All right, here's one statement. Excess is part of my nature. Dullness is a disease.
Freddie. It's so poetic.
I'm with Lisa. I say Freddie as well.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
I'm just a musical prostitute.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All right.
Number two. The others don't like my interviews, and frankly, I don't care much for theirs.
Freddie.
I think so, too.
Let's talk about the other guys in Queen.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's a good reference. I'm gonna say Kanye on this one.
I said Freddie.
I'm just a musical prostitute, by the way.
Freddie was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
I'm in the hole.
Here's the third.
So is Freddie.
I always feel like I can do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. They're slowed down by the perception of themselves.
See.
Yeah, that's Kanye, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Kanye or Freddie.
I'm going to say.
Because it barely makes sense. Because it's kind of just words in a blender and it sort of sounds like it means something. But
I'm going to say Freddie.
I'm with my man Ralph. I'll say Kanye on this one as well.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Right. Yeah. Kanye it is.
All so right. Winning at this point, right?
Yep.
Kanye or Freddie. I'm so powerful on stage, I seem to have created a monster.
That's Freddie.
I agree.
I agree, too.
I'm just a musical prostitute.
That is Freddie.
Yeah.
I didn't know he said all these things either, by the way.
I didn't either. Well, this is such a surprise, because usually when we do this game, we take people who are similar, that we think of as being similar, you know, like Kesha and Kim Kardashian and people like that. I don't see much similarity between Kanye and Freddie. This is
except for the God complex.
Right.
Yeah, this is a little eye-opening for me.
I like to write songs for modern consumption. Mm. Kanye or Freddie?
That's Kanye. He's all about consumerism.
Look, I'm already losing. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Freddie Mercury on this one.
All right. I'm with Ralph. I think it's Kanye.
I'm just a musical prostitute. By
Freddie it is.
How about that?
Freddie
all
it
right,
is.
Dean and Ralph are tied 4-4.
I'm playing to win here, not playing to not lose.
Kanye or Freddie? I will go down as the voice of this generation.
That's Kanye.
Kanye. Kanye. Way Kanye.
Hurry up with my damn croissant.
He won't either, by the way. Yeah. Just to let him know, in case he's listening.
The windbag of this generation.
Not the case.
Hey, could this be the start of an entire series of new black guy or dead guy games that we could play? Or
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to look at that.
I'm guessing probably not, but good thinking.
I don't think we'll call it that, at the very least. I'm not going to be a star. I'm going to be a legend.
That really could be either
Kanye
one.
Kanye or Freddie.
They definitely both had egos, didn't they?
I'm going to say Freddie on this one.
I don't think Freddie. By the time Freddie was giving interviews, he was already a star. I don't think anyone asked
he's not
him if he was
be a
coming
star. He's
going
to be a legend. Bro.
Read it again, Kevin. Read it again.
I'm not going to be a star. I'm going to be a legend.
That's a tough one.
My impulse is Kanye, but I feel like it's a trick question here. I will say Kanye anyway. I'm going to say Kanye.
Because you're playing to win.
That's right.
That's right, man.
Not to not lose.
I'm going to say Kanye
all right,
as well.
Kanye, Lisa?
I'm just a musical prostitute.
Freddie Mercury.
I have tied it up. It's 5-all.
Freddie Mercury.
Wow. Wait, is it a tie game all around, Lisa?
Yes, it's a tie all around.
This is tense.
Yeah.
All right. If I lost everything tomorrow, I'd claw my way back to the top somehow.
Freddie.
Yep. That's what I think.
I'm going to go Kanye for the win.
I'm just a musical prostitute.
Freddie
right
is.
Freddie.
And the reason I say that is because I don't think there's, in a million years, Kanye would ever consider losing everything tomorrow.
Well, that's
true.
Yeah.
I think Kanye doesn't ever believe he's going to be second place.
We're all going to die one day, so live that. Live like you could die tomorrow.
See, that sounds like Freddie Mercury to me, because he was a hard partier.
Right.
I agree. I'm going to say Mr. Mercury.
I have to agree as well.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Oh,
one of us could have won.
Yeah, that's right.
It.
Final question.
Damn it.
Is it tied still?
No, I'm behind one.
Ralph's behind one.
Yeah. All right.
So Lisa and I are tied. Yeah. So Lisa, let's pick different and see how we do.
Okay.
I'm a human being. I'd like people to recognize the fact I'm a human being.
Kanye.
Freddie.
All right, then I give
Kanye.
Freddie.
I'm just a musical prostitute.
Yes. So do we have a three-way tie?
Yeah.
No.
Lisa wins. Lisa for the win.
She said Freddie?
I said Freddie.
Lisa wins.
Because Dean made me say Freddie.
Oh, that's right.
I
different.
I jumped in there with a Kanye as fast as I could, and it killed me.
And you failed.
Freddie or Kanye?
Hello, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:53.
Ralph Garman is here.
Yeah.
Like he is every hour about this time for a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, dude?
Well, thank God we have another award show in the offing. Yes.
Because we don't have enough?
Another award show. NBC is bringing back the American Comedy Awards.
Woo!
I don't remember that was a thing.
Funny. Here's your award. You're funny. This was an award show. Poorly received award show that was on TV for a while years ago. The last time it aired, it had fallen to basic cable, and Comedy Central broadcast the last American Comedy Awards in 2001 was
wow.
The last one.
Okay.
It was on NBC for a while. George Schlatter, the guy, the producer of Laugh-In and other comedy programs, he developed this and tried to make it a thing, and it didn't really take, but I guess they're going to give it a second shot. The reason I remember this so vividly is because I was talking about the first time they were going to do this. I was at an audition, and I was with a friend, and we got into an elevator, and the elevator doors closed. And I realized we're talking about, oh, gee, the American Comedy Awards are coming up this week. And, yeah, American Comedy Awards. And I look behind me, and Richard Dreyfuss is in the elevator with us.
What?
So three of us are in the elevator. He had come from some meeting or something. We're sitting there, and he's like, the American Comedy Awards? What do you get? Best guffaw? Best chuckle? Best. And he went on this rant about how dumb the American Comedy Awards were. And I just remember laughing my ass off, stuck in an elevator for eight floors, with Richard Dreyfuss going off on the American Comedy Awards.
That's a weird life.
Yeah, it was very strange. That's all I always remember when I hear that name, where I was when I first heard about these awards. So
NBC does not make very many good decisions lately, Ralph.
Here's the thing. I know, we mock, and we've had our fun with NBC over the past year, but they're like on top now in terms of broadcast television.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I refuse to accept
it. They have really brought it
around. That's where Blacklist is. I love that show.
Blacklist is The Voice, football. I mean, their ratings lately have been through the roof. They've really bounced back this year. They're doing very well for themselves. Speaking of television, Benedict Cumberbatch will return to Sherlock on PBS.
That's such a good show.
They've got a date for the beginning of the new season of Sherlock. It'll be on right after Downton Abbey on PBS. January the 19th is when the season will debut, 2 weeks after Downton's latest season begins. So for Sherlock fans, and I'm one of them, you'll be happy to know that's going to be back on television.
How do you guys like that compared to our Sherlock Holmes that's on
Elementary?
I like Sherlock better.
Sherlock is head and shoulders above. But
wow.
There's only
Elementary's fine. It's a fine show.
I like Elementary,
but,
too.
But Sherlock is like a feature film in terms of depth of this, the writing and the acting and everything. It's a whole different
breed. Each episode's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And they only have three per season, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah. So
oh, wow.
They're like films. They're like
it's
mini
like
films.
A film, yeah.
Yeah, like watching a trilogy of films.
I love it. I think Ralph told me about it originally, and I went and found it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see what kind of shape Sherlock is in the new season. That should be interesting. And Billy Joe Armstrong, of Green Day fame, of course, has a new project in the works. He's teamed up with Norah Jones for an entire album of Everly Brothers songs that they recorded in 1958 from an LP called Songs Our Daddy Taught Us. These were songs that the Everly Brothers grew up. They did cover versions in 1958, and Billy Joe and Norah Jones are doing cover versions of their cover versions on an album called Foreverly. That will be out on November the 25th.
Nope.
It is great
stuff.
Kevin,
you have reconsidered now, and you love it, and you've pre-ordered it.
Nope.
Great stuff.
Nope.
Everly Brothers are legendary.
Nope.
Here is a song that they covered. Bean mentioned last hour, it's a Tex Ritter song. Yeah, this is the latest one. The first one released from the new album from Billy Joe. It's called Long Time Gone. Here's the duet with him and Norah Jones.
You cheated me.
I don't think
that's good stuff.
I love Green Day. I can't wait for their next album.
That's good stuff.
Great melody, great lyrics, great singing. What's Bounch. Not to like about
it
that?
It sounds like it needs a banjo in a bad way, and I hate banjos.
So horrible.
That's bad old country music is what that is. How do you like that?
Because old country music is the only good country music. You know what it's not? I got a red Solo cup and I'm drinking rubbing alcohol with my American boot up a foreigner's ass.
Why does Kevin hate
good songs?
Let me tell you something about this Nora Jones, too. Although she is best known from that hit album a few years ago, that one album of the year of those kind of soft rock jazzy piano songs, that broad can sing anything.
She's great.
She can. Why does she choose to sing this?
Because she's great.
Because she's great. And she's great at everything she does. I'm so looking forward to this.
I'm out right here. That's it. I'm out. I've heard enough. I know what that song is, and I don't want to have any part of it.
You're a horrible human being. Don't forget, Nora was also my co-star in Ted. We also co-starred in Ted together.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
So that's when I fell in love with her, when we were working together on Ted. All the scenes we had together on Ted.
Ralph at least has a personal relationship with her.
She's a terrific artist. That's
right.
I never met her, by the way.
Oh,
yeah. I was only in the movie for 90 seconds.
Oh, I see.
It had nothing to do with her part in the movie whatsoever.
Right. And while we're talking about music, Kiss, once again, nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yay!
If they do get in this time around, there will only be two band members accepting the honor. Gene Simmons announced this week that founding members Ace Frehley and Peter Criss would not be invited to the induction ceremony if Kiss wins induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That
what
is a
dick.
Dick move.
What?
What? Look, here's his quote. Here's his quote.
Please.
Both of those guys had three chances to be in the band. Three times they effed it up. They were every bit as important as we were at the formation of the band, but they would have ruined the band if they continued to be in the band. They belong home doing autograph shows in clubs.
Wow.
What an a-hole.
Look, it's fine that you don't want them in the band now. I get that. But they were still the integral part of the band that's being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if it goes
right.
That way. And they deserve to be there for their previous contribution.
Don't talk to them at the dinner if you don't want to. That's fine if you hate them. But they have every right to get up on that stage and hold one of those whatever they give yous for that event as anyone else in that band. That is no class BS. For
asshole.
Let me tell you something, Gene. You know all the songs you sang on? Beth, still the number one charting Kiss song of all time. Peter Criss sang that.
Yeah.
So, a little respect.
Word.
Give the drummer some. A little something for the cat. The cat! I loved the cat growing up. He's the man. It's the cat. And Space Ace? Come on! Oh, don't get me started. Get him on the phone.
You cheated me.
That's nothing to do with the story. All get right. Gene Simmons on the phone. We're going to have a conversation.
All right.
By the way, there's my... Today's celebrity birthday is Kevin Kline, 66 years old. B.D. Wong is 53. Singer Monica turns 33 years old today, as does talented and lovely actress Casey Wilson. She's on that Happy Ending show.
Is she a belle? I don't know her. Is she?
I think she's charming and sexy in her way. I mean, she's attractive. She's not like a, you know, a sex bomb or anything.
Okay.
But she's,
sound like
I,
a belle.
I adore her. I think she's great.
She's cute enough.
Yeah.
For our low standards. Okay.
Rapper Drake is 27 years old today. And actress Shanae Grimes celebrates her 24th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of the all-time great bands to come out of Southern California and one of our favorites here at K-Rock, Jane's Addiction. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Perry Farrell joins us in studio right now on the Kevin and Bean Show with a big show that is going to be tonight at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino with special guest Portugal the Man, who are a very cool band as well. How are you, Perry?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. I'm always excited to catch up with you since the last time we talked to you. I think you've been down bumming around South America, haven't you?
Yeah, but I wasn't bumming, man. I was in style.
Of course. You're bumming style.
I had a great fedora I was wearing down there.
You took Lollapalooza to Argentina, Brazil. Where'd you go?
We went to Santiago, Chile, Sao Paulo, Brazil, Buenos Aires, Argentina, and then Bogota, Colombia.
Yeah.
Wow. That is awesome.
Now, give my man Kevin here some Brazil advice, because he's going over there, and we're afraid he's going to die when he visits for the World Cup next year. How much time did you spend in country?
Probably 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What'd you do? What'd you learn?
Well, I learned that, oh boy, you don't want to drive. You want to take the subway or you want to take the train, which is not a very popular notion these days.
Right.
They're trying to break the people into the idea that the trains are literally maybe 4 years old. But if you don't take the train, you will be able to drive probably 3.5 kilometers in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in driving there anyway.
Or you can go 15 miles in 20 minutes.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Way better.
Good to know.
That's what I learned.
That's a good tip.
Mm-hmm. Were there any
the metric system?
So you weren't in Rio, right? You were in Sao Paulo.
That is correct. But but I've been to Rio as well. And what I can tell you about there is there's some nice behinds.
Yeah.
That you can look at while you're in traffic.
I hadn't thought of that, but okay. Were there any security concerns for you at all in South America, or is that a dumb question?
In what country are you talking about specifically? You know what? I probably, but I never worry about security. In fact, security bugs the crap out of me.
Do they?
Yeah, I try to.
You want to leave you alone?
You know what, though? This year, some amazing things happened in the way of airport security. I got on this list where I can go without taking off my shoes or taking out my computer.
Oh, the TSA pre-check.
Yes.
And I swear I wanted to hug somebody and kiss somebody.
Isn't it amazing?
Like, how did this happen to me? It was so great.
Is there a separate line for those people?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, it's the best.
You always get to do it.
You don't always.
Not always. Sometimes, randomly, they make you stand in the long line, but as often as not, you get to go through.
And that's airport security. As far as the other type of security, you know what? The people are really amazing.
So they're nice to you while they pickpocket you.
No, well, this is the thing. You know, now.
Now being.
South America is really coming into its own economically. Mm-hmm. Far less pickpockets than you would imagine. You know, they have oil there.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
So, well, and the fact that you could go to Colombia now.
You've got a Brazilian chic down there.
Is a big deal.
Yes.
It's Colombia's a very scary amazing. Place, but it's really opened up.
Yeah, and the people there are just outstanding. You guys would love them. They're so L.A. I
mean, really? What does that mean?
Well, these kids, I mean, they look a little undernourished and small.
Right. So do you, by the way, Perry.
Yeah, I know. But
you fit right in.
I fit right in. I was like their long lost brother. I think what it is they don't have the hormones in the food and in the in the meat and in the dairy that we do, because we get some plump big kids.
Yes,
man.
We do.
And down there, they were like more like my size, but they were adorable and they were fashionable and they were sweet as pie.
Wonderful.
Is there a place that really responds to you more than most?
You mean as far as in the world or South America?
Like Cheap Trick or Gods in Japan. Do you have that country that just goes crazy more than any other for Jane's addiction?
Right. Well, it seems to be South America because I've helped to bring...
Anywhere in South America.
So far all the places that we've stopped off at, but now, Uruguay and Paraguay are tweeting me saying, what's the matter with us? We're not good.
What about all of them here? It's a big world to try to cover, isn't it? I mean, everybody wants you to come, but it's logistically impossible to play everywhere. But
Perry, you know what? I wouldn't mind.
Do you enjoy being in that position of kind of concert promoter? Is that fun?
I absolutely love it.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it would be very, very, very different from being on stage or, your other day job.
It is. It is. But, back in the day, so now I'm going to start to tell some L.A. stories.
Okay.
So back in the day, Jane's Addiction never played clubs. We were always making our own parties. We'd find a loft and we'd find $500 and we'd go buy a keg of beer and pay the loft owner and pay the opening act and, we'd...
just do it to do it.
Sell tickets at the door and everything. So I was always, promoting Jane's from the other side. And then I, coming up through the ranks, the L.A. ranks, the L.A. underground music scene, I was fortunate enough to be with a collective people who put shows on in the desert, and they were really amazing. They put shows on at San Pedro Harbor with the Minutemen, Gila Monster Jamboree. I remember we did with Red Cross and Sonic Youth and the meat puppets out in the desert. So we, you know, I was used to selling tickets, you know, on one side and selling tickets on the other. Yeah,
I guess so.
So as the man behind Lollapalooza the whole time, including 2013. Do you find that it's still – are you still curating to your taste, or do you have to have more of an ear to what's going to sell tickets at this point? And do you ever run into problems trying to balance those two?
Yeah, it's interesting because, of course, Lollapalooza started with probably a dozen bands, right, the first year.
When was that?
1991. So, you know, you just had one stage, and then you had the kids coming up and performing up until, I guess – I don't know, 10 or 11 o'clock, right? And then so, and every year I would fight tooth and nail with Mark Geiger over who's going to get that really, those sacred positions, you know, and like, no, those guys suck. You can't put them on there, right?
What order they play?
I was, well, not just the order, but like just who could play. Get out there, man. I was like, I would kill. to protect the stage. And then now, and then I think to myself, wow, you know, now we have over 150 positions. It's over the course of 3 days. And I would think to myself, well, you know, you can afford to throw this guy a bone, that guy a bone, but now I'm still fighting tooth and nail. No, those guys suck.
They have to get by you.
Yeah.
It is amazing how much great artistry is out there, though. I mean, like Kevin goes to Lollapalooza every year. That's an annual trip for him to Chicago.
Yeah,
that is
and
fun.
The complaint is always that you can't see it all. There's always bands going on at the same time. You just can't see them all. I mean, that's just nice in 2013 that there's still that much great music being made that you get to choose from.
You know, you would think that it would get worse, but it has actually gotten. We have more, you know, the freedom of choice thing, but the freedom of choice thing can drive you absolutely crazy. That could be the worst detriment in the world because. You know, if you couldn't make your mind up.
Yeah, and in Chicago, they do it at Grant Park where the stages are a mile apart.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to solve that, to remedy that by having, you know, your mobile cell phone device able to see the other stages.
Oh,
I'm
awesome.
Working on that, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Right?
I saw you walking around this past year. I didn't want to bug you, but I noticed that no one is more chill than you ever. You had... I don't know, a glass of wine, and you were just enjoying yourself, and I thought, isn't he...
Well, that's why I build the parties.
Dealing with people and bands that are late and all kinds of nonsense.
Someone's not on the list, and equipment's missing. It seems like you'd be putting out a million fires that weekend, but you just are able to stay chill.
We run very, you know, our motor runs very well and at a high RPM. And so I look at myself as just now I'm your host. So I'm just, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Now that everybody's here and they do get in, you know, it is kind of crazy because, you know, your girlfriend's girlfriend can't get in. Like, do I really need to know about this right now? A new order is about to go out. But we do make sure we call down to the front box office. Sometimes we'll take the golf cart down there. Pick them up.
It's just funny that you're that guy.
It is funny. It is.
All right. We have to take a break, Perry. I apologize.
Yeah, no
worries.
Our
very special friend, Perry Farrell, in studio with us from Jane's Addiction. We're going to tell you all about the show that you can see tonight at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Also, a couple of very special opportunities to see Jane's Addiction up close and personal next week that we're going to tell you about right after this when we return on the world famous K-Rock.
Perry Farrell is in the studio with us talking about a Jane's Addiction show tonight.
This is your last chance to see the band for 2013 at a regular concert. It's going to be at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Special guest Portugal the Man going to be playing tonight, the final show of the year. How's this tour been? What have you been at, about 2 months or something, Perry?
2 months. It's 2 years. 2 years. Yes. Or maybe it is 2 months, but it feels like 2 years. No, it really is 2 years.
How's everybody getting along? What are you feeling about?
Oh man, we had some shattering blasting fights.
Really?
Yeah, it was juicy. You should have been there.
Why do you act like
everybody
that's all
cried?
It's fun. Why is that fun?
because we're so good at it, we actually can get in them, get out of them, and actually be more powerful after that.
Wow.
Yeah. So you need those fights in order to keep the band doing what it needs to do.
I wouldn't go that far. We don't need them. But they do happen. They happen like, you know, when a car breaks down, man, in a raceway.
Yeah.
But you get it into the pit, and you see how quickly you can get it back out on the track.
That's why a lot of bands end up breaking up, because
they don't have a release.
Holy mackerel. I was, on the road, of course, over the last 2 years, I was made new acquaintances, amongst them Richie Sambora and the cats from Aerosmith, Steven and Joe. So you talk about cats that fight, and sometimes they can, get their head together and get back together, and sometimes these guys can't. And
it's
very understandable why they can't.
You
very
can see
difficult.
That. Yeah.
I could see that.
It's much harder to stay together, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really
Look, we
is.
All, but... we civilians know how tough it is just to make a marriage work with two people. Imagine making a band work with four or five or six.
No. Keep going.
It's exponential.
you got the lawyers. 20. You've got the agents. You've got their, their family, their spouses. You've got their backline guys, right?
Yeah.
And even their parents.
How many times has Jane's Addiction as a band broke up? Or do you just take
probably,
a break?
No. We broke up.
Broke up.
Broke up once, twice, three times a lady. I don't know. At
we
least
all
three times.
It only carries in it.
You must be a lady.
San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino tonight. And then next week, huge day, October 30th. Tell us what you're going to be doing.
Well, I am going to be on my knees on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay. Like usual.
Any other details you would like us
well,
to know?
The whole band is going to be on their knees on Hollywood Boulevard. We're going to be receiving a Hollywood star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Is that exciting for you?
It really is.
Being
being a local band and whatnot, that's a thrill, right?
Yes. And, we came up, our record company, Triple X Records, and our managers were right on that corner there, Wilcox and Hollywood Boulevard. That's where their records company was and management company. And we would go there and have pizza, pizza pie, and see what was going on, hang out there, walk the streets of Hollywood Boulevard.
No one knew you.
Nobody knew us, yeah. And I can remember my shoes, and I can remember, the ingrained pebble. Smooth pebble on Hollywood Boulevard and looking at everybody else on the boulevard.
Now, do you do what we did?
And being on your knees on the pavement?
Well, I'm only going to be there briefly.
Okay.
Do you do what we do and walk past one star and go, don't know, don't know? Oh, that I've heard of.
Yeah,
don't
sure.
Know. Okay.
Sure. And I was afraid that, I don't want to see... dog poo, like five skids of dog poo, like somebody, you know what I'm talking about?
Of course.
And gum and all that. But you know what? I have this idea and I still haven't been able to pull it off, but I'm going to say it out loud. Maybe they'll hear this and they'll go, okay, man, we got to do this. I want to renovate these Hollywood stars. I want to put some type of a chip in there so that when you walk over it, if you pull out your phone,
pull your phone out
and it will upload like the history of Jane's Addiction and with pictures.
Why not?
What a great idea.
Right?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Like Jane's Addiction? You stop at the
so,
star?
Okay. So I think it's a great idea. I've posed this to the
Hollywood Chamber of Commerce.
The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. And I think it's going to really be up to me. And you, the people.
Right.
That'd be a cool thing for Jane's Addiction to start.
Yeah.
And then just watch
Absolutely.
Yeah,
everybody else comes to you and goes, we want to do it for our star.
So don't you think that if everybody started to do that, it would be a really fun thing to actually do?
Absolutely.
You don't know who that guy is. That's true. And then you see, oh, man, he started movies with Harold Lloyd. And look at these movies. Wow.
Your movie clips.
It was really
song,
cool.
Great
yeah.
ideas or whatever. That's a great yeah. idea. Now, at the ceremony inducting you guys into the Hollywood Walk of Fame, John Densmore of The Doors is going to be speaking. Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters is going to be speaking. And then you guys are going to stay in Hollywood. And that night, you're going to be performing with our friend Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live. You'll be doing a bunch of songs for people as well, right?
Yes. That is correct.
And if that's it. That's the end. That's the end of your 2013 Jane's Addiction duties that night, right?
Exactly. But October 30th. However, just to tell you what's going on, we have in the works something that is spectacular and groundbreaking in the works in the way of recording and a show and everything else. And it probably won't be ready for at least a year to a year and a half, 2 years. Maybe.
Well, we sure appreciate that heads up.
Because it'll take – no, but it's something to look forward to.
The music is been written and demoed. And the story is all written.
I think I speak for Bean when I say speed it up a little.
I know it may be harder to do
a
than
year
say.
Isn't that bad. A year is pretty good, right? Sure.
So is this in the vein, Perry, I don't know how much you are at liberty to give away, but is this in the vein of, say, the new Metallica movie where it's a concert movie but it's also a movie with a storyline and actors and everything like that? Are you talking about something like that?
Do they have a movie with a storyline and actors?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. But it's intercut.
No, well, it's not.
It's intercut not like with live performances and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on television. Yeah. No,
not like that at all.
I'm sure it's not. I haven't seen what they're doing, but... I can tell you for sure it's not like Metallica.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. It makes me sad that we are out of time with Perry Farrell.
Because really?
I always enjoy talking to you. Unless we want to kill Dr. Drew and keep Perry for another one, Kevin.
Kill him?
I don't think we have to kill Dr. Drew. Perry, can you stick around for one more?
For one more what?
Where do you have to go? Segment.
You know what? I sent my kids off to school so I can stick around
you can
for
stick
a little
around.
Bit longer.
All
sure.
Right. Do we have the nerve to bump Dr. Drew or will he be mad at
nah,
us?
Nah, he's cool.
Oh,
let's
my
do
God.
That. Let's do that. He's cool.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, Dr. Drew.
And I think he likes me.
We're gonna,
but I can't tell.
Well, we'll ask him next week. Because we're going to blame this on you. You know that, right?
Go ahead. Everybody else
do
does.
We didn't want to do it, but that dick Perry made us.
Yeah, that's right. Right. That's the story of my life.
One of the reasons I want you to stick around, Perry, is because I want the audience to stick around because we're going to play a preview of a brand new Jane's Addiction song that is going to be on a video game coming out next month. And we want to hear all about that and much more with our guest, Perry Farrell. Plus, why he was hanging out with President Bill Clinton this week. We want to talk about that, too, when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kerry.
Whatever happened to that band, you know?
Perry Farrell's right
around.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're still around, Kevin. Yeah. Jade's Addiction playing the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino tonight with special guest Portugal the Man, which is another great band, by the way. If you want to go, we actually do have a couple of pairs of tickets we're giving away right now at 1-800-520-1067. First few callers through will win tickets to see the show for free. If you don't yet have tickets, you can go to Ticketmaster.com and the San Manuel box office to buy your tickets for tonight, the band's final show of the year. Perry Farrell is here. A couple more things we need to cover some ground with you on, Perry. First of all, tell us about hanging out with President Clinton this week. Did you know him before?
I did not, but we have a mutual friend, several mutual friends. And we were up in New York City. I was there to give an award away, Spirit of Music Award, Music to Music Cares. Actually, the T.J. Martell Foundation, I should say, as was President Clinton.
Yeah. Tell me about, did you talk to him at all? Or were you just on
I
the
did.
Stage?
I did.
Tell me about that.
Okay. Well, you know, he plays saxophone.
He's magnetic, right?
He does play saxophone.
He's magnetic, and he's my favorite president of my lifetime anyway. Certainly, I'm 54. I lived through the Kennedy years, but I was a little boy. And, you know, to be honest with you, the Kennedy years happened so quickly.
Right.
Clinton had a lot more time with this country, and he did a lot of great, great things for this country. So... when they were asking me on the red carpet who I was here to see, and other people that were there performing were Bryan Adams and Sting. But I said I was here to see President Clinton.
Now, when you...
Not that I don't love the other guys.
Did he live up to what you expected when you had a conversation with him? Because sometimes
you know
that
what?
Can go a different way.
Listen, it was crazy. He come walking out, and he was a little late, and I thought, ha! So here's another rock star who's late all the time. So out he comes, and the first thing he says is, "So where am I?" And I go, "Uh-oh."
He's, where am I?
He's like- starting to lose his mind. I was like, "Oh!" The crowd went, and then he started to speak,
and
out
realize-
came this incredible information. It's just that they have this guy going and going and going all
wow.
the time. See me, my life is built a little differently.
Yeah.
I duck out and I do things I don't want anybody to know about or see. Where he He's on all day, all night. And
but you can you get where he's coming from. Where am I? I bet you've walked out on a stage and forgotten what city you're in, right?
Oh yeah, you
with
know
all the traveling you guys both do.
Yeah, you know there's a song that we have that we open our show with, Underground, and it always the song was written. I go, "How you doing, bro? Is New York holding you up or is it letting you down?" Every city I would go, "How you doing, you know, San Bernardino?"
I forgot.
What I do is I change the names. And so, but Dave, this is the only song Dave actually harmonizes with me, right?
Oh.
So just before the curtain opens, he comes walking over, he goes, "How you doing, Bernardino? What are we going to do here?" Yeah. So we get into a panic, and every once in a while, it's, "How you doing?"
That's awesome.
Just step away from the mic a little and mumble.
Tell me about another soulmate.
Okay. So my wife has some great friends. I mean, I love my wife's friends so much, I actually go to Vegas with them to check up on what she's doing and to see the shows. And anyway, she has this one particular friend who I guess she's addicted to love. Every time she goes out, she falls in love with another guy. You know, the romance lasts maybe 2 months is probably a good average. And then and just before it all falls apart, she starts to say, "You know, I really feel like he could be my soulmate."
That's just before disaster?
Just before disaster. It's like it's this thing that's building and building and building, like a pimple.
Right.
So anyway, I wrote this song, Another Soulmate, about her because yet another soulmate, I'd love to meet your latest. This one looks regretful, possibly your greatest.
Well, this song is going to be coming out on the deluxe edition of the Injustice video game out on November the 14th. Other unreleased tracks include songs from Depeche Mode and AWOL Nation. And I think, am I right about this, Kevin? We actually have a clip from Another Soulmate. Brand new James Addiction.
Wow, that's
nice.
Strong.
Hey, Sounds good.
Yes.
Perry, if you were a young person today, if you were 15, 16, 17 years old today and were interested in getting into music, do you think you would still be a rock and roll musician or do you think you would be an EDM artist?
I think that it's a great idea to learn all instruments, you know, a cello, a saxophone, an electric guitar, a turntable, a microphone. So, you know, studio software, be a producer, take pictures, make videos.
What about those of us that aren't
that talented? Put on concerts.
Right.
You know what? I'll tell you what. When you're an artist, you know, a guy who – you can't tell me that a guy who's – happens to be very, very good at video is only good at video. He's an artist, and he just happened to pick that up and be particularly interested in that apparatus, right? But he could certainly pick up a paintbrush, I'm convinced, and wow, paint a beautiful picture as well. So today, what young people should be looking to do is diversify, you know, their talent. Get into your marketing. It's all fun. It really can be all very artistic and fun. And you really do need to know so many. You need to know a lot more aspects of the music business than you used to. People used to do it for you. Now you got to do it yourself. But it's really fun to do.
Marketing to me sounds like a bad word.
Marketing?
Yeah. And you'd make it sound like it's so much fun.
It is fun. It can be really fun. You know, it's basically. You're advertising yourself. You're advertising what you're about to do. So that in itself is just as artistic as a video. It's a commercial, but it's a video. You're still going to have to make those artistic decisions and
right.
And you know, come together with you know, your tools and what you're going to do, you know, and what the subject is going to be and you're going to want to make people laugh or be you know, you want to make it compelling.
I love that you've been doing this as long as you have, 25 years with Jane's Addiction and all the other bands and all the other business enterprises and all the other things you're into, and you still sound like you're having so much fun, Perry. It's just so refreshing to have somebody Thanks. In who's really enjoying his life.
Really?
Oh, well, come done, on. Sir.
No, I mean, we have people in all the time, and they're, you know, this time of morning is bad for rock stars anyway. Because it's the opposite of what they're doing.
You
normal.
Know what? Yeah, I know. But
you
know,
they're also worn out and just. And it's. Well, we. It's listen, refreshing we work to very hear hard. That energy. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, we do work very hard. Like, here's the deal. My manager is sitting there, Big Pete, and he's got his, you know, his head is on his chin. So he's taking a little nap, but I can tell he's still awake, no, still he's, conscious.
He's shaking.
But me and he and I have been, you know, down to South America to all those locations that we mentioned where Lollapalooza is. I met with and, you know, did press for Lollapalooza and simultaneously shows with Jane's Addiction. We came back here, went into Chicago to discuss, you know, festivals in Chicago. Next night we're in New York with President Clinton. And now we're here with you the very next day. But, here, you know, the problem is I have to be on everywhere I go. I
right.
can't really be – my head can't be on my – you know, my chin can't be on my, you know, hands kind of taking a catnap. I've got to be witty and I've got to be, you know, spot on. So it can't, it seems like it's tiresome, but let's face it, man. You know, you love the attention.
Well, you're doing a great job, Perry.
Yeah, thank you.
Doing a great job. You got a lot of balls in the air. Jane's Addiction, San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Please go see them tonight. You will not regret it. They are one of the great live bands of all time. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. And then next October 30th, which is next Wednesday, you're going to be getting your star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame and playing on Jimmy Kimmel Live. We love having you in, man. It's always
Thank
great
you.
To catch up
Thank
with you. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Bean.
Thank you, Lisa. It's the world famous K-Rock at 8:56.
Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup for you coming up right after the top of the hour. Stand by for that. Right now, Ralph has the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday.
Halloween.
You're not going to play it. I'll just sing it.
Better
Screw
than
it.
The actual song.
Screw it.
We did
I can't
used to play
count
that
on
song.
Bean anymore, so I'm taking matters in my own hands. It's like, you know, they say you can't wait around for people to give you opportunities. You have to go out there and make your own opportunities in this world. Well, Bean is a failure, and I refuse to hitch my wagon to his star. I'm going up, not down.
I think it may be time for Ralph to have his own copy of Halloween Spooks on his side of the
That's
console.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Ghostly things are going to happen.
You're right. I can't do the job. I should be fired.
You're doing the job just fine.
Halloween spooks outside.
Time for the
window.
Ralph Showbiz Beat now. Here.
Halloween spooks.
Today. Yeah. Right now.
Hey, who's rich?
Is that open-ended or do you have the answer?
I mean, besides you, big Hollywood radio TV personality guys.
Well, there's Oprah. I think of Oprah as being wealthy.
How about the Brits?
The Brits.
Hollywood Reporter has a list of Britain's richest celebrities.
Well, I think I...
Interesting
I,
list.
I think I know who number one must be, and that has to be Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh!
Doesn't yeah. he?
Well, it's kind of unfair because number one is... Well, you'll see when we get there.
Okay.
Here's your top 10 of the richest British celebrities, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Leona Lewis. $23.4 million.
What?
She is that singer that won the
X Factor in Britain, yeah.
Yeah. Bleeding Love.
Simon
love
Cowell's
song.
Leads.
Keep
yeah.
bleeding, bleeding.
Yeah.
Bleeding, bleeding.
She made $23 million, did you say, in a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think this is the estimated income for the past year.
All right.
Cheryl Cole, another British songstress.
Hot.
She's very hot. She's yeah. ninth on the list, $25 million. Calvin Harris. Anyone?
DJ?
Anyone?
DJ?
Sure.
DJ Calvin
mm-hmm.
Harris.
Mm-hmm.
$35.9
Wow.
Million dollars. Rupert Grint. $39
From Harry Potter?
Yep.
Wow.
The redhead from Harry Potter, $39 million. Adele, sixth on the list with $44.6 million.
Dude.
These lists are always crazy because it's only just last year.
Yeah.
So they could have made that before last year as well.
This has to be total worth, right?
It has to be.
With Rupert
yeah.
Grint,
yeah.
I would maybe not. Because
so.
Adele is sixth, $44.6 million. I mean, she easily could have made that in the past year.
Yeah,
with
she's
touring.
And yeah.
Emma Watson, speaking of Harry
Adele
Potter.
Adele didn't tour, by the way.
Oh, last year?
Yeah. Emma Watson. Wow. This
has to be total. All right, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
There doesn't and didn't tour, Kevin. Learn your Adele facts.
Emma Watson, $45 million. Keira Knightley, $60 million. Robert Pattinson, $71.2 million. Third richest Brit celebrity. Daniel Radcliffe, as you can imagine, with all the Harry Potter people on the list. $90 million.
Wow.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
And the reason I said number one is a cheat. By the way, Paul McCartney only made $47 million last year, so Harry Potter made more than him.
All right.
This is an Allery annual income.
Drum again, please.
I have a new guess.
Okay.
Is it the Queen?
No.
British celebrities who are wealthy, the Queen.
Yeah, she takes all the money from Britain.
Yeah, all of the money's hers,
it's
right?
A ripoff.
You just steal from the poor and give to the rich or whatever?
You're thinking of Robin Hood.
Oh. One Direction. The band One Direction.
Oh, One Direction.
Yay!
Sure. Not, you know, the money split five ways. So Harry, Neil, Zayn, Liam, and Lewis only get a fifth of $95 million that they made in the past year.
That's all they get?
That's all they get. It's a fifth of that. Not worth it,
they
right?
You got to put food
I'd
on the table.
I'd drop the hell out of One Direction if I were them.
Absolutely.
It's unacceptable. Heidi Fleiss is in trouble again. We haven't used that name very often.
No, we haven't.
Found herself back behind bars this last Tuesday morning. She was popped in Pahrump, Nevada. Well, what else are you going to do in Pahrump but get popped?
Yeah.
Is that where she lives with all of her birds?
Yeah,
wasn't that her?
Where she lives in her trailer with her collection of exotic birds.
That's a weird story.
That's where she ended up.
She got busted for driving under the influence, failed field sobriety tests. It was determined she was high on marijuana. Now, how high do you have to be on marijuana to drive recklessly? Every time I'm stoned behind the wheel, I'm on side roads, I'm like driving through alleyways.
16 miles an hour.
I'm the safest, most cautious, paranoid driver in the world. Heidi also racked up a few other charges, like possession with intent to sell marijuana, having no license, no insurance, no registration.
Yet somehow,
no fingerprints.
Yet somehow Kevin is the most dangerous driver in America.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
How dare you.
However, on the bright side, Heidi was carrying $10,000 in cash on her when they arrested her, so apparently she's making a living somehow.
Maybe it was the intent to sell.
They ain't selling birds, people. That's all I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthday, Shanae Grimes is 24 years old today. Rapper Drake, also known as the vagina murderer.
That's true.
He's 27 years old. I saw that on Broadway, by the
way.
Did you? The vagina murderer.
Is that worth it?
Yeah, so great. Two women take the stage and they read from a book. It's very fascinating. Casey Wilson, lovely and talented. She is 33 years old today. Monica, also 33. B.D. Wong is 53 years old today. And Kevin Kline, what a talented actor he is. I love him in almost everything he does. He'll be in Las Vegas coming up soon.
What did he win his Oscar for, Ralph? Was it
Sophie's
Fish Called Wanda?
Choice, I believe.
Oh, Sophie's Choice, wow.
Or maybe it was A Fish Called Wanda.
Terrific actor.
He is. He's terrific.
He's terrific.
He's terrific. 66 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.
That song sure still has a lot of haze and a lot of hose in it, doesn't it?
That is correct.
Congratulations to Carmen Montoya from San Pedro. Thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You are going to see Blink 182 when they play the Hollywood Palladium next week, and you are also going to see them here at KROQ at the Red Bull Sound Speaks. Your chance to win throughout the day here on KROQ, and again tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, where right now it's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Kevin, miraculously, you were able to raise children, right?
Well, I mean, I'm trying.
tell me about that part when your kids are like 2-3 years old and they just go off on a tantrum where they just start screaming their heads off and you can do nothing to stop them.
It's sort of funny.
Is it?
To me it was, yeah.
Because I watched this video and I wondered how anyone survives having children. Like, how do you just not get in your car and drive away and never come back when your kid is screaming like this kid is screaming? I think she's about six. She's throwing a tantrum. It's been going on for about an hour. And this video is hilarious, and I have to give it up for the dad because he is very, very funny. You won't be able to tell until you go and see the video, but you'll hear the little girl screaming. He is lip-syncing her. He is acting out everything that she screams. He is lip-syncing for the rest of his family, and there's a great deal of enjoyment to be had.
Yeah, he's mouthing the words, and it's either that or, like you say, get in the car and drive far, far
right.
away.
It is hilarious. Anyone with kids should definitely check out that video at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. There's an actor whose face you would definitely recognize. His name is Peter Serenifowitz, I think is how you say it. He was just on Parks and Rec last week. He's very, very funny. He's been in lots of TV shows and movies. He's also the voice of Darth Maul in the Star Wars movies. Well, he has done a hilarious series of videos where he is singing Morrissey's autobiography. So here is page one of Morrissey's autobiography as a song.
To be amongst people who live surrounded by space and are irked by our faces. Until then, we live in forgotten Victorian knife-plunging Manchester.
It just goes on and on.
Doesn't really sound like lyrics, does it?
He really does sound like Morrissey,
yeah,
though.
He does.
I think he did an awesome job with that. There's a very talented singer-songwriter named Cheska Lee who has a YouTube channel, and she has a couple of great parodies that are up in this week's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. The first one, to the tune of a song you'll recognize, she has written and performed called Don't Tweet.
Don't tweet. I don't care what you're eating. Stop that false quest checking. Don't tweet it because it's a...
She's really good, too. Really good. The other one she did is a parody of Lady Gaga's song called Applause. And she's talking about, well, the goal of anyone who's got a Tumblr is she's looking for not applause, but reblogs.
If only you would follow me, then maybe could I bear not being Tumblr famous. I've got a plan, now listen here. I live for your reblogs, reblogs, reblogs.
Doesn't she do a great job with making it sound like the song, though?
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Really talented. All right, here's your new favorite, Kevin. I know you love the Fox song. Every once in a while, these viral videos come out that you just can't get them out of your head. This could be your new one. It's called Lucky Mang by Lucky Mang. It's a guy who's singing with some sort of a Mexican wrestling mask on. He's just so bizarre. I have no idea what's going on in this song, but once you hear it, you'll never forget it.
And now I know I'll never have to fear the rain. Cause someday I knew we were meant to be happy. Now that my gray skies have all but gone away. Because I know that you are next to me.
It's strong.
What's going on with this
just
guy?
A lot of nonsense.
It is. Just, it makes no sense whatsoever. Arnold Schwarzenegger has too much time on his hands, I think. The former governor is shown in a series of videos here, all of which are up on the Kevin DeBean Internet Roundup, where I guess he's at the point where people are coming up to him all the time and asking him to do their favorite line from a Schwarzenegger film. So he's just decided he's just going to do them all and put them up on YouTube. So now if you ever want to hear Arnold doing a line from Kindergarten Cop or The Terminator, you just go to YouTube. It's right there on a channel. Here's a montage of a bunch of them.
Put that cookie down! Now! I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine! Yeah!
It's not a tumor! Get to the chopper!
What's he doing? Why is this happening?
He's bad in every way, isn't he?
Our friends who make the honest trailers are back on the roundup. You know, there's no great movie that they can't make sound terrible the way they do their trailers. And this time, they have chosen to do Pacific Rim.
When giant aliens emerge from this iTunes visualizer at the bottom of the ocean, the entire world's resources will be spent on building giant robots to punch them in the face.
That's true. I like that movie too, but yeah.
You went to see it. It was great while you were there, and now you're embarrassed that you liked him. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog is back, you guys. How long has it been since we've heard from him?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
He made an appearance on the Conan O'Brien show this week as he went to and did interviews at the Great American Beer Festival and had a good time.
Brewing beer is like making love to Madonna at this age. Ooh. Yeah. It takes a lot of time and patience. You've got to keep stirring and stirring. And at the end, there's way more yeast than you thought there'd be.
That's an unfortunate visual. And finally, we like to end the roundup each week with our friend Jimmy Kimmel.
This week in unnecessary censorship.
If John Boehner can't control his is anyone in charge?
This whole has been completely unnecessary.
He'd like to go to the White House at 3 p.m. with the in hand.
After you eat till you pop, you'll now be able to till you drop.
President wants a increase.
He's having sex.
A great batch of videos this week. You can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com to see them all and many, many more. It's this week's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Really? Really? That's what we're doing? This is how we're using a $400 million radio station?
That's what we're doing. I don't know why you can't play along.
Why don't you just bring the double clap and shut up? Time for the final look at the showbiz beat here on a Thursday morning Kevin and Bean show. What's going on, Clappy?
You know what's going on? Poker in the front, liquor in the rear.
Yeah! Can we say that?
I'm sorry.
Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Whichever you prefer, Lisa. However you like to get your business done.
Okay. Whatever you need,
it's up
Lisa.
To you.
It is poker, poker, poker. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino's 20K Poker Play. This is the annual poker tournament up there at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino, and Kevin and I attend each and every year. Play with you, the K-Rock listeners.
Poker face. Poker face. Poker face.
That's Kevin from last year's tournament. He was a little hammered, but
how dare you.
He got on the party bus and they took him home. It's a great event. We have a blast every year and we do it. It's happening again on November the 14th, a Thursday night, which is particularly convenient for Kevin and myself to get drunk on a Thursday night out in the desert, then try to find our way back to the station and be sober by Friday morning show.
Or stay out there and drive in early. Who knows how
Or stay happen. Out there and don't drive in early. That's
Good
what
point.
I'm saying, brother. You and me, right to Vegas after San Manuel. What do you
I like
say?
It. I like it.
Let DJ Spina Bifida just carry things on his own. See what happens.
Bean, we're not feeling well next.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
see.
It's not next.
It's November the 15th.
November
we
the 15th,
we don't
that
feel
Friday.
Well.
We don't feel well.
Yeah.
Hey, just send an email that it's coming out of both ends.
Yeah. It's fine, because even if we do get sick, Kevin, he'll just assume we're lying anyway, because that's how Bean rolls.
That's how he rolls lately.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I miss Wing.
All right, let me get some of these details out. It is free to join. There's no buy-in for this poker play,
which is absurd.
I've never heard of a poker tournament without a buy-in. You get to play for nothing. Just go to krock.com, sign up for your spot to play. You enter, and the top 10 finishers in the tournament will all get a little taste of $20,000. It's nuts. But I've got an even better way you can get in. If you want to play with me or Kevin, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
You people don't want to play with me.
We're giving away Kevin's table. A seat at Kevin's table right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's what you get. Besides just your VIP tickets to a San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. You get to come out and play with me and Kevin, and then you perhaps could win your taste of 20 grand.
Will Glenda be there?
All right, let's take a look at this news. I was surprised by this. Jennifer Aniston and her soon-to-be husband, Justin Theroux. Yeah, right, like he's not going to bolt. they're trying to figure out where to get married.
Right.
Jennifer would like to get married in Greece. Justin would like to get married never. No, I'm kidding. In Hawaii. And here's the reason they're conflicted. She promised her godfather that she would honor the Greek heritage and get married in a Greek Orthodox church.
Okay.
So that gives them the option of either doing it in Greece or doing it in a local Greek Orthodox church. However, the groom wants to get married on the beach, apparently in Hawaii. But she doesn't want to let the memory of her late godfather down. You know who her godfather was?
No.
I don't.
I have no idea.
Telly Savalas. No kidding.
The bald
TV's
dude?
Kojak.
Bald?
Was her godfather. Bald, yeah, bald. Yeah,
famous
yeah.
Greek as well?
Famous Greek, yeah.
Huh.
Apparently her father, John Aniston, and him were very close Greek friends. You know Greek?
Yes. Ralph. Don't make those movements.
Greece, where they have to separate the men from the boys with crowbars. They're Greek friends. You know what I'm saying? Greek?
Yeah, we get it.
From the country of Greece.
No, that's what I mean, yeah. So they're battling over where they're going to have their wedding, which means they're going to split up. So maybe they can go to the route that Pauly D has gone from the Jersey Shore. You heard this Pauly D story?
I have not.
He's got a beautiful baby girl who isn't exactly new. Her name is Amabella, A-M-A-B-E-L-L-A, Amabella. She was born back in May. Pauly D, the year old dad, has not ever met the baby.
Oh, how sweet.
See, here's the deal. He was in Vegas spinning at the rehab at the Hard Rock.
Yes.
Met a Hooters waitress.
Yes.
One thing led to another.
That is awesome.
And one time is all it takes, boys and girls. Keep that in mind when you're out at your Halloween parties over the weekend.
You can get pregnant only one time?
First time out. That can happen.
Not is this in the news?
Not if it's in a hot tub, though, Ralph.
No,
that's what I heard.
Apparently you can, and they did.
But if the girl's a virgin, she can't be pregnant.
She can.
What?
Not that there was any danger of this girl being a virgin, by the way. If you see her photos on TMZ.com, you recognize that he was taking the risk having unprotected sex with this girl.
Oh, no.
And now he's got a beautiful baby girl that came out of this. And I'm sure that child will be well raised by both of these very responsible young people. We can't let them procreate. We can't let the Jersey Shore cast procreate. First Snooki.
Yeah.
Now Pauly D.
That's true. Yeah. SEAL Team 6.
Don't you people ever watch science fiction movies? This is how it starts. This is like Escape from the Planet of the Apes. First, you know, a science experiment gone wrong, and then it starts to procreate and breed. Next thing you know, it's like big-ass spider. You got a giant Jersey Shore kid climbing the city hall downtown, and you got to bring in the jets to shoot it down. Bad things are going to happen. Damn you, Jersey Shore child! New on Sci-Fi this fall. And this cracked me up. The Kardashians, Kanye West and his new fiance Kim, just bought a house in a brand new neighborhood. And really. Imagine being the neighbors and finding out that Yeezus and porn star Kim Kardashian are moving into your neighborhood. How?
She's a whore!
And how?
50 photographers.
Exactly. And the circus and the thing. And
do you move?
Yeezus with a mask on talking to white Jesus and the thing. And he probably rents an orchestra to wake him up in the morning on the front lawn. And
it would be a nightmare to have them live anywhere near you.
Well, that's what Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar decided when they put their house up for sale the very second they heard that Kanye West and Kim had purchased a house in their neighborhood. Bolted, just said, nope.
Love it.
F this, and took off. So, God bless them for doing the right thing. And how rich are dead people? Well, richer than us. Forbes magazine, which exists only to release lists of rich people, released their top earning dead celebrity list today. This is the annual income of dead celebrities. Top 10. Dr. Seuss and Steve McQueen were tied for $9 million. Then Betty Page and Albert Einstein. There's a weird couple.
That is odd.
I wonder if they're banging it out in heaven. Einstein's just showing Betty Page the theory of relativity. If you know what I mean. E equals M-squee! Ah! $10 million for each of them. John Lennon made $12 million in the past year. Marilyn Monroe, $15 million. Bob Marley was fifth with $18 million. Elizabeth Taylor made $25 million this past year, fourth on the list.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah. Charles Schulz, creator of Peanuts, his estate, pulled in $37 million the past year alone. Elvis, as you can imagine, is still everywhere. $55 million is what he made over the past year. But everyone is dwarfed by number one.
One of television's most dynamic and commanding stars, Jack Lord.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Jack Lord didn't crack the top 10 this year.
Oh.
Last year, I think he was seventh with that Jack Lord hair polish line. He's got black hair polish. You just put in your hair and makes it look like Jack Lord. Michael Jackson, number one on the list.
Yay!
$160 million.
Wait, what was number two, the number?
Elvis Presley made $55 million.
He made three times that.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what's interesting, Ralph, is wasn't Michael Jackson broke when he died?
Yep. Oh, Elvis was too.
Had very little income coming in, right?
So was Elvis. Listen, when you're dead, you're not spending a lot of money. That's the beauty of that.
Yeah, true.
Your overhead is practically a box.
You're not out there by your overhead. Bones.
You don't need. There's a little upkeep, maybe mowing the lawn above you once in a while, but that's really about it.
That's true.
Everything else, free. Worms, free.
Dirt,
free.
As much as you want.
As much as you want. Today's celebrity birthday, Shanae Grimes is 24 years old today. Rapper Drake is 27. Actress Casey Wilson celebrates her 33rd birthday. Monica is also 33. B.D. Wong is 53 years old today. And actor Kevin Kline celebrates his 66th birthday today. Big Chill. Remember the Big Chill?
Mm-hmm. Boy, what cast was in that Big Chill?
That was great.
Have you ever seen the Big Chill, Kevin?
No.
Wow, what is wrong with you?
I thought for a moment that Kevin had actually seen an older movie. I was so impressed.
And he said that. It doesn't have to be an old movie. Maybe at the time you saw it.
Why would you ask me?
You go to movies 9 times a weekend. When did that start? Apparently, you only started it after 1995, because any time before that, you've never seen a movie.
I want a good movie.
Well, go see one!
Why didn't you see Big Chill when it was the number one movie in America for like 10 weeks? It was a huge hit.
Was it last week?
Do you only go to movies a week ago?
No, but
Your whole life you've been going to movies, right?
He's asking why I didn't go when it was popular. I don't even know when it was popular. When it was.
Whenever it was!
Whenever it came
why
out.
Why weren't you going?
I can't answer that.
It was in the 80s, wasn't it, Ralph?
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I need to go lay down.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We're going to talk
a lot of yelling on this show lately. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
Not enough, in my opinion.
One of the executive producers of The Walking Dead, Gail Ann Hurd, will be on the program tomorrow.
Oh, she's so good.
Cousin Sal, give us his NFL picks for Week 8. Yeah.
Can you ask him not to pick the Eagles ever again, please?
That didn't go well for you, did it?
Not last week, no.
Movie Beat tomorrow because it's Friday. Bean is obsessed with getting Mr. Skin on the show. I don't know what's going on with
this. Mr. Skin is a new mail site.
Every day, Bean's like, what's going on with Mr. Skin? How come we can't get Mr. Skin?
Mr. Skin site for naked men in movies.
He has debuted Mr. Man.
Mr. Man is the name of it?
Mr. Man is what it's called, right?
I thought it was Mr. Foreskin.
Bean has been demanding Mr. Skin for the last week and a half.
And why, Kevin, tell the truth? Why do I want to talk to Mr. Skin?
Because
I want to make
sure
he is not wasting 1 minute of his day.
Give me some dick.
On Mr. Man.
Give me some dick.
So that it doesn't impact the great work he does at Mr. Skin.
Give me some dick. Taylor Williamson, who came in second on America's Got Talent.
Loser.
He's
a loser.
Lovable, dorky comedian.
Loser! You know what second place is? First loser. That's what second place is.
We also have Johnny Knoxville tomorrow talking about Bad Grandpa on an all-new Kevin.